This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Surah, chapter number 17. Ayah number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى. Allah is perfect. He said the word subhana first. And why did he start with this word? Because Allah wants us to acknowledge one aspect, and that is our limitations as human beings. Because what we are about to hear, and that is the miracle of al-Isra, is something that our brains cannot comprehend. So as if he's telling us, listen, I know that you may not get it, the whole concept of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, but that's why I am perfect, subhana alladhi asra. And then he said, asra. Asra in Arabic language means walking in the night. As-sayru fil layl. Asra bi-abdihi. Abdihi is who? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Layla min al-masjid al-harami ila al-masjid al-aqsa. So Allah is telling us here one incident, one life event that happened at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Al-Isra was mentioned in the surah, obviously, mentioned in the Quran. Al-Mi'raj was not mentioned in the Quran, but it was mentioned in Al-Bukhari and in other books. Now, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, in terms of the date of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, when did this happen? The scholars have difference of opinions about it. Some scholars said it is in the night of 27th and Rajab 27th. Some other scholars had different opinions about it. For me and you, what matters are the reminders that we can actually learn and gain throughout this event, al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. That's what matters the most. Now, why al-Isra wal-Mi'raj took place? Now, I think there are two main things that we can really focus on when it comes to al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. Two gifts that Allah has given the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and has given the entire ummah, me and you. Number one gift, Allah has given the mu'jiza, the miracle of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of support and guidance. What I mean by this, if you heard my khatira last time, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through series of hardships with his people. He was humiliated, he was kicked out of his city, all of what happened to him, along with his sahaba. So the Prophet wanted that support, that emotional support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him a beautiful gift, and that is the fact that he got to meet all the prophets, alayhimu salam. And he learned about what other prophets went through. And that was so important to the Prophet to learn, because all the other prophets went through even tougher, you know, incidents than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, you know, 950 years given da'wah, all of what happened to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, all the prophets went through really serious hard times. So in one hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed to learn about the other prophets, and Allah said it in the Quran, كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. We are going to reveal to you what happened to the prophets before, so we make your heart firm. And so the Prophet really needed to hear everything that the prophets got to say on that night, Laylatu al-Isra. He got to meet the prophets, he have lit salah with all the prophets, and then he got to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in al-Mi'raj. Now, like I said, support meaning what? Meaning emotional support. What about guidance? One of the Western African scholars said something beautiful about the meetings that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had with the prophets. So he said, Allah was setting up Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for success the rest of his life by those meetings. And then his students said, how so? He said, listen, the first prophet that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has met was who? Adam alayhi salam. And Adam alayhi salam was the one who left his house, left Jannah, and then went to the earth, to the ard. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to make a similar, you know, decision, and that is leaving Mecca and going to Al-Madinah. And then he has met Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And Prophet Isa was dealing with who? With Banu Israel, the people of Israel. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first people he's going to be dealing with when he arrives Medina is who? The people of Israel. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has met Prophet Yusuf. And Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam has a very important incident in his life when he was reunited with his siblings. And then after everything that they have done to him, he said to them, "La tathriba alaykum al-yawm." Go, you're free. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he actually first entered Mecca back from Medina, he's going to be reunited with his people, and he's going to say the same exact thing. "Idhabu fa antum al-talaqa." Go, you're free. And then he has met Prophet Yahya alayhi salam. And Prophet Yahya alayhi salam is the first prophet he got to read, got to write with a pen, use the pen. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be sending those, you know, messages to the kings to invite them to Islam. And then finally, he has met Prophet who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is known by what? By performing the Hajj and by all of those manasik. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last theme of his life with the believers was what? Hajjatul Wada'. Subhanallah. So this is the first gift that Allah has given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was showing him some phases of his life that he's going to go through. Second gift, Allah is more, in my opinion, it's not only a gift for the Prophet, it's a gift for everybody. We all know that Prophet was very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went back and forth to talk about prayer. And the Prophet got the honor to be that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you know what? There is actually a greater gift that Allah has given the Prophet and the Ummah. And that is a way that we can actually get to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a daily basis, 5 times a day. And that is the prayer, subhanAllah. If you think about the prayer, it meant so much to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to say, جُعِلَتُ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. I consider salah is just like a coolness of my eyes. You know what does that mean? You know, I'm from Egypt, and in the desert, if you were to stay a little bit in the desert, a lot of, sand will get to eyelashes. And once these sands get to your eyelashes, it really hurts. It's painful. And so the only way to get some relief is to get cold water and you wash your face with it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as if he's trying to tell us that this relief that you feel when you wash your face with this cold water to give you that comfort and that relief, it's the same exact thing for me that I experience in a 5 times a day with my salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I escape from everything. كان إذا فزع من أمر ذهب للصلاة. I escape from everything to prayer. When I really find myself anxious, when I feel this anxiety, when I feel that I'm going through a lot and it's so much to handle, I leave everything and I escape to prayer. I go to the prayer for escape. It's a gift. It's a gift that I get me to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful gift, not only to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but to the entire ummah. Many, many gems we can actually unpack from Al-Isra'i wal-Mi'raj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who really take those gifts strongly. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who actually acknowledge the importance of salah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me and you among those who follow the legacy and the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.